they're not ready. They'll let me know in just a minute. So much energy. Look at the first four rows. Good morning. There's lots of energy in the room this morning. Isn't it good to be together? Are you glad to be here this morning?
Yes.
Okay. That was about half of you. Okay. It is, in praise of God, a celebration through music, a music Sunday. I'm very excited about being a part of worship today. A few announcements we'll make as we get started. First, we would like to find out who is here. And the way we do that, there are pew pads on the inside aisle of every pew. We invite members and guests. Take this pew pad, write your name down, give us contact information. Send it down so everybody has a chance to fill it out on your pew. Once it reaches that last person, once you're done, if you could send it back to where it got started, we do ask that first person, when it comes to you, if you could tear out the pages that were used today, and our ushers will collect those at the end of the service. Thank you so much for your help with that. Reminder of a couple things that are happening this week. Today we are headed to the Dash game. That game starts at 2 o'clock. We will have transportation if you would like at 1 o'clock. We need you to be here to ride the church vehicle to the game. It will return immediately after the game. Just make note of that. If we do have a few extra tickets, the tickets are $11 each. So if you want to see me at the end of the service, we'll be glad to get you those tickets. We have about five or six, I think, that are still in need of a home. Today, we are having our interns for the summer have begun their work this week. Avery Patterson is our youth and recreation intern. David Hodge is our children and families intern. We want to give you an opportunity at the end of the service. They're going to be down here. And just come by and shake their hand, hug their neck, be praying for them this summer. And we're looking forward to it. Is summertime. Graduations have begun, and students will be out of school very, very soon. College Parkers are having their meeting this Thursday. I want you to make note of that and hope that you can be a part of that time together in Smith Hall. Other things are listed there. In your bulletin, calendar of events, just make note of those things. I want to say a special welcome to our guests this morning. Thank you so much for giving us information on the pew pad a moment ago. We're thankful for that. If you're a guest, we'd like to give something to you. So just raise your hand right where you are if you're a guest, and our ushers will find you. They will give you a packet of information. Inside this packet, you'll find a letter from our pastor welcoming you to our church. Also, a newsletter that tells you what's going on in the life of our congregation and a little bit of the story of College Park. So thank you so much for being a part of worship this day. Such a sweet time for us to be together. Sundays, each week. A blessing that we live in this country, that we can come together freely without fear of persecution, and we can come in this place and to hear the beauty of children singing and youth singing and instruments playing, people leading us in worship. Are you ready to come into the presence of God? Because this is not about the musicians. This ultimately is about God and us lifting his name up in worship. Are you ready to worship this morning? Let's pray together. Our Father, these are just songs that we sing or play. These are just words that we say, unless you are here. When you come into this sanctuary and you are among your people, through your Holy Spirit, this place comes alive with purpose and meaning. So, Father, for this time of worship, we give you everything that we have, asking that you come and meet with us. Hear us as we sing together. Hear us as we celebrate you together, as we call on your name. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise, praise, praise the Lord, let music fill the air. Praise, praise, praise the Lord, here and everywhere. Praise, praise, praise the Lord, praise Him with joyful songs. Praise, praise, praise the Lord, to God our praise belongs. Praise God.
Right and true. He is faithful in all he does. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of his unfailing love.
Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name.
Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the peoples, his marvelous deeds among all peoples.
Shout with joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Make his praise glorious.
Come and see what God has done, how awesome his works in man's behalf.
Praise our God, O peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard. He has preserved our lives and kept our feet from slipping.
Come, thou almighty King, help us. Thy name to sing, help us to praise. Father, all glorious or all victorious, come and reign over us, Ancient of Days.
like to wake up in the morning with our daily bread and a cup of coffee. And thankfully, through with the use of a Keurig, I can get that coffee going while the iPhone wakes up. But I think the ODB people apparently look at my calendar because it's amazing how often that their devotional coincides with my life. This morning, it was about King Jehoshaphat's choir, and when they went out to battle, they sang "Praise the Lord, for His mercy endures forever," and God fought the battle for them. Their sole job was just to sing. And Moses, just before he died, he'd just had a few days, he sat down and wrote a song. I remember that my dad, when he was separated from the church for a while, I remember him singing "How Great Thou Art" and "Just a Closer Walk with Thee" when we were working together on the farm. So I'm happy that all this came about on Music Sunday. We don't call it that anymore, do we? Whatever. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we ask that the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts and the gifts that we bring be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Be your Holy Spirit, breathe on me until my heart is clean. Let sunshine fill its inmost part with not a cloud between.
But when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, he saved us not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal through the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Holy Spirit, breathe on me, my stubborn will subdue. Teach me in words of living flame what Christ would have me do.
And we, who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory, are being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit.
Holy Spirit, breathe on me. Fill me with power divine. Kindle a flame of love and zeal within this heart of mine.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law.
The fruit of the Spirit's not a lemon. The fruit of the Spirit's not a lemon. If you want to be a lemon, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the Spirit. The fruits are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Hey! Love, joy, peace, and patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
The Georgia peach, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the spirit. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling place among us.
Name of all majesty, fathomless mystery, King of the ages by angels adored, power and authority, splendor and dignity bow to his mastery. Jesus is Lord.
In these days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things through his powerful word.
Child of our destiny, God from eternity, love of the Father on sinners outpoured, see now what God has done, sending his only Son, Christ the Beloved One. Jesus is Lord.
My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. If anybody does sin, we have the one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the Righteous One. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the world.
Savior of Calvary, costliest victory, darkness defeated and Eden restored, born as a man to die, nailed to a cross on high, cold in the grave to lie, Jesus is Lord.
No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light.
Source of all sovereignty, light, immortality, life everlasting, and heaven assured, so with the ransomed, we praise him eternally, Christ in his majesty, Jesus is Lord.
With reverence and love.
God's elect, chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, for obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by his blood, grace and peace be yours in abundance. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he's given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you.
Thank you.
powerful time of worship, and we're thankful for all that have been a part of that. We're going to invite in just a moment the interns to come. Avery and David, y'all come on down. That means come forward. There we go. We're excited about what they're doing, and you'll get a chance to meet them at the end of the service.
Hear these words of benediction. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Go, walk in his love.